Welcome again. I'm Father Jonathan St. Andre. Welcome, Father Brian. It's good to be with you today.
And you.
Let's pray again Francis's prayer of discernment. Please join us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Most High, glorious God, enlighten the darkness of my heart, and give me true faith, certain hope, and perfect charity, sense and knowledge, Lord, that I may carry out your holy and true command.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Father Brian, when we were last together in our last segment, we talked about Francis praying for sense and knowledge, to know God's will and to have the virtue of prudence to carry through, and how discernment was not a one-time thing in one place or about one subject, but it was something that was important for him throughout his life and he asked the Lord for. I know you're a great storyteller, and you know of the storyteller Father Murray Bodo, another great Franciscan storyteller. And Father Murray Bodo talks about Francis as the practical mystic. Now, sometimes we think of mystics as people with just extraordinary spiritual experiences, and that can be the case. But mystics, I think, are also, the call to mysticism is for all of us, you know, to make a home and a dwelling place for the Trinity. That's what St. Francis said. So that Francis himself was certainly a mystic in that way. But what about the practical piece? How was Francis of Assisi a practical mystic?
Well, Francis was concerned about the details in the life of the altar cloths had to be kept clean, because he understood this was a sacred space and it needed to be treated with reverence. He also made sure that the Eucharist was reserved in the proper and the fitting places and way. He was concerned more than just about things about poverty. He was also concerned with the sisters, and did they have a proper place to stay? How were they taken care of? He struggled maybe more with some of the practical things, but he understood that there were ways that things had to be done. There had to be some sort of order within the community life, especially as it grew. And he tried to do his best to maintain that practicalness as long as keeping his mystical prayers.
Thank you. Yeah, so maybe that practical mystic title somewhat fits. Let's take a walk through this prayer and look at it together. The prayer starts with the words, Most High, Glorious God. And we know that Francis directed most of his prayers to the Father in union with the Son and the Holy Spirit. But then it takes a quick turn and we hear, Enlighten the darkness of my heart. Francis recognizes his own sinfulness and his need for God's light.
Father Jonathan, that's quite a journey in just the first two lines of that. Now, I'm envisioning it with Francis. It's Most High, Glorious God, his arms are upraised, and then all of a sudden, enlighten the darkness of my heart. That journey that he makes, it's such a pivot moment in just two lines of that prayer.
Absolutely, and I think then he goes into asking for those virtues, those theological virtues of true faith, certain hope, and perfect charity. Now, when I hear the word perfect charity, that is a little foreboding, you know? How will I have perfect charity? Is perfection possible? What do you think?
Well, the word perfect, I just found in spirituality, has twisted so many people up, because as soon as they hear perfect, they think perfection or perfectionism. Especially in scripture, that Matthew 5:48 passage, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, has just bound people. But the word in Greek is teleos. It's just a poor translation to say be perfect. Teleos means a fullness, a completion, a maturity. It's a constant state of becoming. It's we begin at our first breath and we end at our last breath. And in that process is our teleos and how we're becoming. And that's what Francis is trying to get understanding with the sense of perfect charity. It's a sense of growing into the fullness of charity. We might even say it's a perfection of charity, a process. Now, you were telling me about something that the recent profession of vows with Brother Joseph that really tied into this.
Yeah, I noticed in the prayers I had the great gift of receiving Brother Joseph's vows since our provincial was unable to be there. And as he was praying and pledging his life to be a Franciscan, he prayed for the perfection of charity. And I was thinking exactly as you're saying, that he was praying for the grace every day to grow in charity, to grow closer to the Lord. The same prayer that Francis was making for perfect charity, in a sense.
I think maybe we have a new translation for this prayer we can bring together. As maybe we change the lines on the prayer cards and give me perfection of charity.
I like it. Thanks for the conversation. You know, maybe as we continue to grow in this prayer, let's pray for that perfection of charity in our own lives. In our next segment and final segment, we'll talk about, this is all great, but what do we do? How do we act? Right. How do we move forward?
Well, I remember in seminary days back in the early 80s, we were talking about there's a fourth level of conversion. Most people, when you talk about conversion, there's three levels. You have conversion of mind, you have conversion of heart, and there's conversion of will. We started talking about the fourth level of conversion, the conversion to action. Mm. Action is what gets you out of the chair. Most people can be converted in their mind, they can be converted in their heart, they can be converted in their will, but they don't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of the process of discernment. Discernment requires an action, and that's where we'll move to next.
Sounds great. Let's close with our prayer of Francis's prayer to discern God's will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Most High, glorious God, enlighten the darkness of my heart, and give me true faith, certain hope, and perfect charity. Sense and knowledge, Lord, that I may carry out your holy and true command.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.